This episode is sponsored by Podcorn. What is Podcorn, you may ask? It's a platform that lets podcasters shoot for sponsorship opportunities like host-read ads, topical discussions, and even interview segments. Their goal is to give us and many other podcasters creative freedom, transparency, and our ability to choose when we monetize. Cool thing is that it doesn't matter how big or small your podcast actually is, you can still set your own rates for each sponsor you reach out to and chat back and forth while even getting your ad pre-approved. In our own personal experience here on The Official Tea, we've been enjoying browsing the myriad of sponsorships that Podcorn has to offer. So, whenever you're ready to get started, click the link in the description.
Sit down for the tea. Friends and guests are with me. Hope you'll stay a while. Sure to leave a smile. Fill up your cup. It's time to spill the tea.
Welcome back, Tea Baggers, to the Official Tea Podcast with your host, Nathan,
right.
Tea Baggers,
hey man,
and Jordan.
Yay.
So first things first, Jordan, I know you still play Minecraft.
Oh, is that what you were talking about
this
earlier?
Is what we're going to talk about?
Dude, he's a fucking mod.
What Minecraft?
Dude, Netherite.
What?
There's
what
a new that? Material.
I yeah, thought Jordan knew about it. They have villages now, too.
Yeah.
They have nether villages in Minecraft.
So we're hopping back on, boys.
I need to.
This is what we decided to talk about. the new update for Minecraft.
Okay, fine. I was going to talk about Amber Heard.
Okay.
Amber
She's
Alert?
Cute.
Wait, have you not seen anything that's happening?
Oh, yeah. She's a terrible person. Terrible, terrible person.
Can you? Like. This was your idea. This was literally your idea to have a live audience this episode.
Kez, you need to go back on the couch.
I was never on the couch.
All right.
Also,
back to the
also
wife abuser.
Nathan's girlfriend, Cray Cray, so she's here watching him.
We have a live audience.
Yeah, we have a live audience today. All the way from San Francisco.
Say hi.
Can they hear me?
Yeah, in the background. All right, she said hi. So back to the husband abuser.
Yeah, so everybody thought that Johnny Depp was a piece of shit, and it turns out he's really not as much as he is.
Did you listen to the transcript?
Yes. I listened to a couple of them, actually.
Wait, what happened with Johnny Depp?
He doesn't know who Amber Heard is either.
I know who Johnny Depp is.
I literally just said you don't know who Amber Heard is.
Also,
did you see Aquaman?
Yeah, the female, the redhead.
The hot one. Who's now a bad person.
Oh, yeah. Terrible person.
Who was and is.
Yeah.
She's awful person.
She hit Johnny Depp. Not punched. She hit him several times. Not punching, though. She only hit him.
Only light hits. Never a
yeah,
full
only
fist.
Light
Does
hit.
He have a mark on his eye?
He has cigarette burn marks.
Didn't she fake marked her face, though?
Did she? I didn't see any of that stuff. I just saw, like, the pictures of Johnny where he has, like, cigarette burn marks on his face and shit.
So, wait, Johnny Depp's, like, together with this female?
No, they were married, but they got divorced, and then, like, they're, like, this is all
coming out, yeah.
Oh, and then
but,
she did
like, it, this has been a long time coming because, like, I think, like, after the third Pirates of the Caribbean, this kind
of
happened. Maybe
of course,
second
the third
one.
Third one's the best one.
The
third one is the most convoluted piece of shit movie
Dude,
I've ever
the
seen.
The third one is the most slowest.
The CGI
most...
is so good.
No, Dead Man's Chest is.
That's the third one.
The second one.
No, it's the second one.
No, the third one's the one with Davy Jones.
No, it's not.
Yes, it
no,
is.
No, He's no, in not. It, but the second one. Is with Tentacle Man.
No, it's not.
Look it up. You have a computer, dude. You are literally wrong.
Oh, yeah. So it turns out Jordan bought a laptop earlier this year, literally at almost the beginning of the year.
Dude, okay, Jordan.
Has not been
first
using
First one, Curse of the Black Pearl.
Yes.
Second one, Dead Man's Chest. Third one, At World's End.
No.
At World's End, Pirates of the Caribbean 3. You freaking idiot. I told you.
I guess the second one's the best then. That's the one that I thought was the best.
We all just agreed to that.
I know, but I thought it was the
Which
third.
Is weird because Nathan hates everything.
The first
That's
one's really
false.
Good too. The
Literally
first one's
false.
Good. But yeah, after the second one, it kind of, no. No bueno.
Did we talk about the Fast and Furious trailer last time?
Yeah, we did. Why? Oh, okay. Did you actually watch it now?
I just remember.
Did you see why they brought back Han?
Wait, there's a reason?
Yeah.
What'd they do?
How? Well, no, just the director thought that they need justice for Han, because at the very end of the...
Wait, didn't Han die, like, from a gunshot in his head?
No, his car blows up. His
car blows up in Tokyo Drift.
But the reason that they say...
In the after credit scene.
No.
In the movie.
In the opening scene of Fast, I think, 7 or 8.
Yeah, wherever
they show Shaw blowing it up. But at the end of the movie, Shaw is sitting at the family table with everybody. So that's why the director's like, we need justice for Han. Literally, he like killed him in the very beginning of the movie, and then he's sitting with everybody at the very end. So that's the director's reason to bring him back.
But how do they bring him back if he's like...
I don't know. But that's the reasoning why they brought it back.
What about the reason for bringing John Cena into it?
Because they couldn't get The Rock.
What do you mean?
Well,
there's a lot of beef, isn't there?
Yeah, Vin Diesel doesn't like.
Oh yeah.
So the Rock. I believe doesn't the cast also hate Jason Statham and The Rock because of
I
them
think
splitting?
They all hate each other.
No, but Tyrese or yeah, I think his name's Tyrese.
You mean Ludacris?
No. The African American fella from episode 2.
Yes, his name is Ludacris. His actual name.
Ludacris. Ludacris is in all of them. This guy, Tyrese, came in the second one. I'll look it up. But they don't like The Rock either. He was in Black and Blue, that cop movie that came out recently.
Yeah, you guys go type away.
Should I put the microphone next?
What are we researching right now? Too Fast, Too Furious?
Yeah, it's the...
Oh, my God. I had the names confused.
Yeah, Ludacris, the guy with the afro.
Yeah, I had the names confused.
Yeah, it's not him. But yeah, they don't like The Rock either.
The guy with the afro. You don't know who Ludacris looks like.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's getting heated.
I'm going to fuck you up.
But yeah, they don't like The Rock. So, apparently when they were shooting the 8th movie, they couldn't be on set at the same time. So they shoot the scenes at separate times.
Dude, I heard a lot of funny stuff of that set. Multiple people, like, walking off.
Go on.
Continue.
Well, and just, like, yeah, like, they literally had to, like, make time between shots for them to leave and then the other to come in. And, like, it's just, like, very...
So they just cut the scenes together from when they leave and come in?
Oh, different camera angles.
That's awful.
Is it true that if somebody walks past a set and they're like, oh, what are you filming? They always say, like, a mayonnaise commercial. Is that true?
I mean...
Have you done that in your...
It's like a meme. It's like a go-to.
Hmm. But it does happen.
Yeah. I think it's a mayonnaise commercial.
That's what I've heard, too.
When I found that out, I was like, wow, that's actually kind of smart. Because no one ever asks, like, why are you... Like, they're so excited about mayonnaise.
And Nathan, focus.
I mean, I can't stop focusing on our sleeping audience.
Aw, he can't take his eyes off her.
I don't know about that.
All right, Joe Goldberg.
What?
Hmm?
What did you say? Jungle Bird?
Joe Goldberg.
He doesn't watch you, so.
It's like the guy who
stalks. Hey, you're just the audience, all right? You're not participating.
Do you see a microphone here?
No. Hey, give her a mic.
Why are you on the theater? What?
I was going to say, if you guys saw In-N-Out's thing, they got shoes that have, like, their cup logo. Like,
wait, they have merch?
Yeah, they have, like, well, they've always had merch, but they have the shoes now. And it comes, is she looking it up?
Wait, I thought they just sell, like, novelty t-shirts.
Yeah, they have t-shirts, socks, but now they have shoes. Like,
what kind of shoes?
They look like slip-on Vans.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll try and show you right now. Let me pull it up.
All right, well, while you're doing that, Jordan, why are you looking at reviews for your theater?
Because I do this.
Did you get a bad one?
That's why I check every once in a while.
Oh, and you decided to check now, right now.
Well, you know, my laptop's here, and, you know, it's
very are they...
Yeah, they're like, they're slip-ons.
Are they Vans?
Oh, wait, I don't know if they're actually Vans.
I didn't realize that. I like the box.
Wait, do they sell them in stores everywhere now?
I have no idea. I just saw this floating around earlier this week.
Oh, shit, wait, these are kind of dope.
What are they?
They're Air Force Ones. Those are kind of dope.
I wonder if somebody just made that, though.
I think they did.
There's a trend on TikTok. People just make shoes look like other shoes.
Are these Pumas real?
Let me see. No, I don't think so.
You know they get Doc Martens, right, when they get hired there?
Where?
At Puma? In-N-Out? No.
They get Doc Martens?
Yeah, that's part of their uniform.
What are Doc Martens again?
They're like boots. Boots. The boots. Bougie boots.
Yeah, they're like
super expensive. Here, I'll look it up
boots.
On your phone.
Oh, no.
Doc Martens sneakers?
No.
Our live audience is disagreeing with us.
Wait, what? These ones?
Yeah, those, I think.
Are those for girls?
No, guys can wear them too. They're unisex.
Yeah.
God, this guy.
Yeah, but like all I hear is like girls talking about Doc Martens, right?
Yeah, like our live audience.
Well, yeah.
Careful with the ladder. You can't.
She's sitting on a ladder? Is she trying to hang herself?
Wait, what are these? Okay, never. I'm done looking at these stupid shoes.
Yeah, they get Doc Martens. They're pretty expensive, too.
It's not like literally brand name Doc Martens or just like that, like boots.
Boots.
Oh!
That, you broke my necklace. My bracelet.
Oh,
sorry.
It's like that.
Yeah, it is.
It's just magnetic.
I got that as a Christmas gift.
Can I have it?
No.
You can't re-gift it to me?
I wear that.
Whoa.
All
right, dude, are you about to get like a different outfit
right
now?
Wait, how thick is your wrist?
It's not thick.
Oh, okay. Because like, I was gonna say mine, like it doesn't really fit.
Oh,
that.
It gets in the way at work all the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, what the hell?
It dangles, but you know.
But
gotta
anything
try style.
For that drip.
Drip. You know, style. Thought I might as well have it. Might as well try it.
But anywho, like 700 deaths now.
Only 700.
30,000 cases.
Yeah,
What, Bud Light or whatever it's called?
Yeah, Bud Light. It's Modelo time.
Coors virus?
Yeah, it's the Modelo virus.
Voodoo Ranger virus?
Virus? Oh, wait, I think I had some saved tweets that I wanted to talk about.
What do you mean? Like memes?
Never see. I'm not sure. Maybe.
Well,
nope,
he's
looking
that up.
That's a meme.
Do you guys shit before you take a shower or after?
Ooh, before.
I definitely use the bathroom before I shower.
Yeah, it's always before.
Because
right,
like when
feeling?
I get in the shower, like I already have an urge to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, the worst.
Do you ever get out
after
in the middle?
Wait, what?
Dude,
like while you're wet. What?
Yeah, and then you shan't get back in.
Yeah, but like you're dripping.
You're anything dripping. For the drip.
No, that's the wrong kind of drip, dog.
Definitely before.
Do you have any other like ifs and whos and whats?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you do.
This is why Jordan sleeps so late. It just keeps him up at night.
I know. So on TikTok, I added this female on Snapchat.
Oh, there it is.
You and added this TikToker?
Yeah, you know. Never contact her. Just watch the stories.
Is she a famous person?
No. But I woke up one morning to like 500 notifications.
Of her?
No. So what she did was she added everybody that had the name Jordan into a group. So now I'm in a Jordan group on my phone.
You just like almost threw up or something.
So now I am friends with like 10 different Jordans on Snapchat.
And
I'm in a group
know.
And we're trying to take down the Chads right now.
That's why you know. Wait, what do you mean take down the Chads?
Like,
you
are literal...
There's a Chad group too.
How do you even like what?
Listen, you know how Jordan told us he was mad about the J name meme? Jordan is that meme now.
Yep. There's the whole army of Jordans.
Dude, you're going hard on TikTok. You probably have a new one that
I
haven't even seen. I
posted two today, actually.
Oh, I'm going to look. That's Tumblr.
He made a bong out of an apple.
No, I did
not.
Dude,
I used to do that.
Jesus.
Oh, that's not it.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what's your guys' worst
trip?
Oh,
I probably can't even record these because you use freaking actual music.
Because it's thingy.
They're not going to answer me, huh?
Wait, what were you asking? Go ahead.
Sorry, I was trying to look at his TikToks, give him some views.
My
what
TikTok
is
Jordan.
What is your worst trip?
Like
drug trip, sorry.
Oh,
I was
going to
say
like,
over
to
a
Vegas
course
or something.
That was your worst trip? Fuck you, bitch.
I've been to Vegas many times.
Oh, I thought you were referring to our time.
No, that was a good time.
Oh, the first.
But
time.
Honestly, we left at a terrible time, thanks to you.
We got our sleep.
All right, but back to the drug
trip. Yeah, what's your worst drug trip?
The first time ever, I was at a park, my friends.
Your first time ever smoking, you have the worst trip?
My friends, literally after I hit it and I started feeling it, they were like,
you
the cops are right
what?
There.
So, did you hit it out of what?
A bong.
Oh, okay.
And I ran up a hill high as fuck and my vision was going in and out. Because they told me the cops were coming.
Mm.
Not fun.
So like, they were just fucking with you.
Mm-hmm. And then another time I hit the bong.
So you just had like mad anxiety.
Yeah, exactly.
You were just paranoid.
This one other time, though, I hit a bong. And I literally couldn't get off the bathroom floor.
That's me. That's my worst one.
And I took off all my clothes.
Wait, what?
I took off all my clothes because I was so warm, yeah.
Like, you full-blown naked, dick out.
No, like, I had underwear on. But I was at some guy's house. Oh, and then my ex-friend, he was blow-drying me.
He was blow-drying
Yeah.
I don't know why.
So making you warmer?
Yeah. I couldn't get up, but he was blow-drying me.
That's what happened to me.
That was a bad trip,
too. You got blow-dried, too?
No. Like, I hit, like, some huge-ass bong and, you know.
My mistake is I've never packed one myself. And they're like, no, we're just going to give you a little.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Mine was like a moke bowl or whatever you call it, where you put like...
Is it tobacco?
Tobacco in it.
Oh, I fucking hate that.
And it like yellow walls or whatever.
Oh, man. These terms. It's been a while.
The thing is, they recorded me doing it, and I was hitting it for like more than 10 seconds. That's how much weed was in the thingy.
In the thingy?
And they just told me to keep going. In the piece? I don't know.
I mean, it doesn't matter how long you do it for.
I was gone.
As long as you just get it in, and then you lift it up and you suck it. Suck it dry. Right, D-Bears?
Yeah.
Why are we talking about our worst trips?
I don't know.
What about our best trips?
I don't think I've had a best trip.
I've had an amazing Halloween trip a few years ago.
I don't think I've had a best trip.
That gummy worm was pretty good.
I remember I thought I lost my keys for an entire day.
I feel like that's everyone.
Dude, where's my car?
No.
I lost my phone, and it was in my pocket.
That's where my keys were.
I've never lost.
Oh, we got to In-N-Out. I was tripping mad. I was like, dude, where the fuck are my keys? Like, I need to go home. And I'm sitting in my car with my door unlocked, and I was like, how did I get this open? And I look in my pocket. I was like, oh, fuck, I have them on me.
Dude, I remember one trip. I was just like, we smoked by the 7-Eleven off of Golden Lantern.
It's a very specific spot.
Shout out.
Yeah, it's a very specific spot. It was like in those greenery areas.
Okay.
Right by our barber.
Oh. Yeah,
and then we go into 7-Eleven and we just start cracking up, and it was just a memorable time.
I did nice.
We didn't end up buying anything because we couldn't even go to the register because we kept dying of laughter. So we had to wait until we're not high to get our munchies.
Have you guys ever gone into work high?
Yeah.
No. Oh, I've been so scared to do that. I'd never done it before.
I went in high to my interview at Regal.
Wow,
you were there. I think you were there.
What?
Oh, wait. Was I not supposed to say Regal?
I think you're fine.
I work at Sinopolis.
I mean, I'm not going to work at Regal ever again.
Yeah.
I literally put AMC. A TikTok up with me in my uniform the other day.
But yeah, you were there. We went to Tanner's. I think you were there. Were you not there? Someone was there.
I think so.
I think it was when we went to sushi with him one time. Oh, and then we went back interview. To his house, and I was like, all right, guys, I got to go to my interview.
Yeah, I remember now.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Great times.
I know. It's so weird now, like, when I go to parties and stuff, and people are asking for, like, devices for weed, and I'm not used to it. I'm used to, like, somebody packing out the bong.
She's sleeping.
Grinding everything, and then smoking out of that way.
You smoke out of what again?
Well, you know how, like, you and I, when we used to smoke, it'd be through, like, a bong or a joint? Everybody just has, like, fucking pens.
Oh, yeah, I don't...
Yeah, but usually they get, like, actual stuff.
It's just, like, a conveniency.
Yeah, well, yeah, now it's a convenience thing, but I'm just, like, not used to it still.
I don't like it.
You have a pen, right, D-Bears?
Oh, yeah. CBD.
Like, ballpoint?
Yeah, .37, actually.
Mm.
Yeah.
I prefer felt.
Like a...
I like
a felt pen.
I like
you have one
feathers.
Of those? I like kind of fountain pens. I have a couple.
You have what?
A fountain pen.
What is like a? It's
like it's the fucking
feather. The feather?
Yeah, like the feather, and I bring a little
a fountain.
Little...
That's not called a fountain pen.
You bring like a little fucking
a fountain.
Oh my god! I'm gonna punch this kid.
I don't think it's called a fountain pen.
I'm gonna kill myself.
Google.
So, anyways, are we all thinking about going to San Francisco anytime soon?
No.
Because I heard that place fucking sucks.
Are we going to Arizona
or not? It got hit with the coronavirus, so we can't go
did
there.
Really?
That's a no-go. Yeah, it did.
Oh, shit.
Hey.
No,
hey.
They actually got cured, audience.
Go back to sleep.
Yeah, audience, the coronavirus and OC got cleared.
Yeah, it was like a week ago. I saw it on the news. There was like a couple who both got it.
Oh, and you don't want to be the second couple.
you don't want to be... That's not goals.
Dude, that's racist, bro.
By the way, D-Bears, you're not wrong, but it's not the feather. It's the second version of the feather.
What do you mean the second version? Like the evolved version?
No, like...
Like, instead of a peacock, it's
They
a,
use metal instead of...
A pterodactyl?
No, I'm about that classical. Wait, what? That's a D.
That's a what?
That's a D. That's D-vault.
A D.
That's a D.
That's a D.
That's a D. That's a
pterodactyl feather. D. So, are we going to Arizona?
Wait, why
dude, we're not going fucking anywhere, okay? Yeah, we're going to sit our asses here.
Wait, but Germany?
we're not going.
We're definitely not going to that. We're not going.
I'm the only one with a passport right now, so I already know.
That doesn't stop us from getting ours, renewed or purchased.
Yeah, I got to get mine.
Yeah.
You should probably definitely look at buying tickets, though.
Well, you have a passport first. You shouldn't buy a ticket without a passport.
Well,
that's what you sound like right now.
But Arizona would be fun.
What would we do in Arizona?
Drink.
Isn't that where, like, yeehaws shoot their guns?
That'd be fun.
And this is
why we don't have any guns.
But Jordan does.
Oh, do you?
We've discussed this. He has, like, a couple firearms. We can
talk about
firearms.
This afterwards.
Like, one? Why? Are they unlicensed?
They're all gold.
No, they're licensed. They're all gold.
Some are Blue Tiger.
No,
wait,
I,
you completed all the headshot challenges.
I actually wanted to make it Red Tiger, but the tiger's too hard to do, so it's just
We
red.
Can just spray paint it here.
Yeah, that's how we used to do it.
No,
back
no,
in...
we didn't spray paint. We baked it. It's
baked
it's
it.
On there. That's how you color guns. You take
Dude,
special
you put
paint.
In
like,
oven,
if I
want to
color
it.
My car, I can just put in the oven.
Yes.
How many
or
degrees?
If I want to color myself, I just put myself in the oven.
I'm just imagining Nathan
yeah, like that
going
one horror
to like
movie.
A pizza place and driving his car into the giant ass oven.
Be like, yo, can I get red?
Sir, we sell pizza.
Somebody told me you guys do cars.
Woo!
Is oh, yeah. Did any of you guys catch the Super Bowl game?
I did.
It was a good game. I catch it? No, I didn't play in the Super Bowl.
I did. It was a good game. I did not want the 49ers to win, and they did not. So that's
you
good.
Didn't want them to win? Huh.
My padre is a 49ers fan, so I had
so
to.
So fuck your dad.
I'm
just kidding. That's what you'd said.
Yeah, you literally just said you didn't want your
fuck
dad's
my dad's
team.
Opinion on sports. There we
Isn't
go.
He like one of the few who listened to us?
Yep.
But yeah, I kind of Nathan's giving me shit for me calling that oh fuck what
I'm not giving you shit. I'm just saying like about oh what? I called it, bro.
You had a 50-50
I called
chance.
It, bro. Chiefs would win. I called it. Like
that is true.
What did you think? Like oh yeah, Chiefs are gonna win.
Well, everybody what? Assumed the 49ers. From
oh
the
really?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't
and
know
like that. That was just like, all right, I'm gonna go against the grind here.
Yeah, dude.
The grain.
What is the
against
grain?
The grain?
Against the grain, dog.
No,
against
I'm,
the grind.
You gotta go against the grind.
I heard the Super Bowl ads suck this year though.
There were some TikTokers in them.
Oh,
TikTokers?
What?
Yeah.
I thought there was a good one. I thought there was the Aquaman guy. What's his name?
Aquaman guy. Jason Momoa?
Yeah, I thought he had a good
oh,
one.
The Rocket one where he's the Rocket Insurance when he's like taking off parts of himself.
Yeah, like takes off all his muscles.
And
stuff.
Then he's fucking bald. Okay, that's a good one. Yeah, that was a good one.
There was one
I enjoyed that.
With Wonder
I wouldn't
Woman.
Know. I worked, so I don't know all the ads and stuff.
There was a Wonder Woman one. My family was like, isn't that kind of sexist? It's a Tide commercial. She does
like
laundry.
With Gal Gadot?
Yeah.
That's a very like subliminal
yeah.
sexist ad.
They're like, I mean, it's a movie that's coming out soon, so I know
yeah.
why they did it, but.
It's very subliminal. It's that's kind
what
of
what
was
she doing?
I'd see
laundry.
That as a forced connection.
Like, I don't think she would have done it.
Well, okay, so they took. Have you seen the trailer?
For what?
Wonder Woman 98 or whatever.
84.
84. 80,
oh, maybe
89.
With that one chick.
It's 84. It's a scene where she's in the mall and she's like on her with her rope, like woohoo, going through it.
And wait, what is she doing?
She's woohoo.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it is 84, maybe.
And she, yeah. It's that,
and that's
then,
what she's doing,
and
the,
then she
in
swings
in the washer.
Like
Woohoo!
Is she spitting
she's inside
in
the rinse cycle? Woohoo! No, I don't think so. But it was a Tide commercial.
Oh, cool.
What else happened? Oh, the halftime show. Did anybody see that? Shakira.
Oh, booties.
I saw all the memes of white parents getting mad about it on Facebook.
Yeah, because she's J-Lo's 50 years old and she's stripping.
All I remember was the.
Wow, that's really good.
Oh, yeah, SpongeBob.
No, that's what I wanted to talk about. Shakira literally goes, and my whole family was like, what the fuck was that?
I think everyone was, what the fuck was that? I think that's why they made it into a gigantic meme.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck that was.
Did you guys think this is one of the best halftime shows you've seen?
I thought Lady Gaga was culturally wise, I think so.
I think Katy Perry's with the sharks.
Those sharks
were legendary. Dancing sharks.
Those sharks, dude, they became costumes later that year.
That's why. It's the best.
It's still the most viewed.
Yeah, well, there's still costumes you can buy. Oh,
fuck.
I think Lady Gaga's was pretty good. She came from the ceiling.
I think Michael Jackson's is still the best.
What? When did he perform?
I think 2003.
Bitch, you watched that?
No, I rewatched it because people were like, dude, just watch this one with MJ. And I was like, okay, cool, I'll watch it. Jordan's going to look it up right now.
No, I'm not.
Kessie, what's your favorite one?
I was going to make a really bad joke.
Whoa, whoa. She's just an audience member.
Why are you All right, well, I gave you one chance and you failed at it, so. All right, we're moving on, so.
Anyway.
She said she liked the Maroon 5 one the best.
Oh.
Yeah, wait, it was really weird because everybody, like, it was like no one was that mad about Adam Levine being shirtless.
No, everyone hated that halftime show.
Really?
Yeah, did you not see Twitter right after? Oh.
For Adam Levine's?
Yeah, it was awful. And no, and then he got memed because a lot of people had pillows from Target that were the same pattern as his shirt.
Oh, I saw the memes where it was like, he looks like your local, like, he looks like the guy that looks like he would get tattoos just to showcase he has tattoos. Like, shit like that.
Isn't that everyone with tattoos?
Yeah, but he has, like, so many tattoos, it's like, okay, we get it, you have tattoos.
Speaking of tattoos, the Post Malone,
Buzzsaw?
The Bud Light commercial was pretty funny.
Oh, I didn't see that.
It was, like, Inside Out, but Post Malone.
They did a Rick and Morty one.
They did?
Yeah, it was, like, Pringles.
Yeah, my whole family was watching it. Like,
do they have a new flavor?
Very confused.
I don't think so. I think it was just a regular red tube.
No, it was
red tube.
Wait, come here, party! Let's get on the red tube.
No, like the original flavor. You know how it's red? It's a red tube.
No, it was
Oh, dude, I know red tube.
It was advertising, getting different flavors of Pringles and putting them together to make your own flavor.
Oh, it's a build your own.
It's a build your own red tube.
Dude, oh my god. Dude, I got fucking meme today. So Matt, he was suggesting artists for me, and I just believed him at this point. And he goes, I love this artist, Emily, what was it? Hold on, let me look it up.
But oh god.
It wasn't what I thought.
An Instagram model.
No, it was way funnier.
Oh.
Let me pull it up.
Emily Rodzikowski.
Oh no. It was Emily Willis. And he goes, my favorite song is Washing Machine. I was like, okay, maybe it's a meme song. Looked it up on Spotify, YouTube, nothing. And I was like, Google. Okay, let's go here. Look it up. No. So I looked it up. Emily Willis, Washing Machine. I was like, okay, maybe it's definitely a meme song. Yeah, it was a porno. It was a stepsister porno.
Oh, and she's stuck in there and she's like, stepbrother, help me.
Yeah, essentially.
The classic one.
I messaged them. I was like, Matt, you bastard.
I love those ones because it's like, you're not stuck in there. Like,
I know.
It's a gigantic hole. Just come out.
Have you seen the one with the pumpkin?
What?
How do you get stuck in the pumpkin?
It's like a dick in the box, but he puts a pumpkin over it. And she's like, oh, you left all this goop in here for me.
Oh, no.
I was like, what the fuck?
I've seen those suggested. I was like, huh.
Suggested?
It was like, you know, like when you find a video and then you scroll down, it's like,
yeah, okay, dude.
You
okay.
Looked up stepsister and it was suggested.
Wait, you.
Yeah, that tentacle
it.
Porn was just in my suggested.
Hey,
I didn't watch
it. Yours?
It.
I thought it was curated.
Wait, did you guys see the tentacle thing I sent you?
No.
Or not the tentacle thing.
What did you
say? Oh, did I not send you it? Maybe I sent it to someone else.
What was it?
Did you make like
that? Dude, look at this.
Wait, let me see.
It's just like. Some girl, like, with...
Oh, I saw that on Twitter. There was a caption. Oh, my God.
What is this? This is like her YouTube video.
Nathan, that's a mukbang.
No. Is it? Because I saw a video on Drama Alert how this lady was eating
like, what is she,
live food.
What is she doing? Who is that?
I don't know.
What is she doing?
It might be her eating it.
Is it ASMR?
The
caption is someone has jerked off to this video and I can feel it.
No.
You can feel I don't like that.
Jordan knows it.
Oh, is she preparing it for food? That's what someone commented.
Well, no, there's a video where she eats live food, I think.
Dude, honestly, like the more I learn about Asian culture, like the more like they could just do some random shit and then people would say like, "Oh, this is how you prepare it." And I'll be like, "Yeah, I believe that."
Yo, this shit that you fucking liked on Twitter.
What is
the caption was? Oh. The caption was. Oh. This is the caption. When Mary Jane trying to leave her bed after Peter Parker has another wet dream. Like a
girl rubbing around in slime. For those that can't see the video.
Oh, dude! If Spider-Man had that much cum.
Yes, go on.
Dude, Kid Cudi's gonna be in the new Bill and Ted 3. That's cool.
You see this shit?
What did I see?
The joke was, is when you finger a Canadian.
Oh, girl. Yeah, I saw that one.
I did see that.
Oh, yeah, on Instagram?
I love ending my day with Twitter.
You're on Twitter?
Wait, you barely use
Twitter. Wait, we don't have a group chat on Twitter?
No, we don't.
I can send you guys some weird shit.
Weirder than the shit I've sent?
I'm glad.
Dude, I sent you the chick with her pussy.
No, I sent that to you.
Oh, did you?
Wait, we're incriminating
that
ourselves.
So great.
The one with Death Stranding at the end, right?
Wait, I have to show Cassie.
People listening to this episode are going to be like, what the fuck? Oh,
wait, I sent you this one where he shits on his face.
Show Jordan.
Oh, my God, look at this. Dude, he literally shits on his face.
Like, this is like a prank, bro.
Dude, it's so fucking gross.
Bro, I don't
know
if I. Oh! Oh, I don't want to. Why are you. No! I don't want to look at Mr. Hanky coming out of the asshole.
Oh, no! It's going to land on his face.
Oh. Bro, if this is the stuff you watch on Twitter, I don't know if I want to move in with you.
You've
I don't want to get
this one,
what
right?
What the fuck?
Wait, what is it?
It's the Death Stranding.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, Cassie, look at this.
Oh, Cassie would
that's a really
this.
Good edit. I thought it went.
You seen this one?
I thought it went inside her vagina.
Oh, did I? Oh, that's really
that's,
funny.
That's couple goals, guys.
I love Twitter so
but
much.
But bro, if that's the type of stuff that you watch on Twitter, I don't know if I want to move in with you. I don't want to wake up to shit on my face.
You don't want to. You don't want to.
No, I don't.
What's up?
Your girl was just clowning you.
Oh. Yeah, that's right. Now you learn. No open drinks on the table.
But yeah, honestly, dude, like, I don't know. I don't know anything else that happened this week. I've been, like, super
well, let's,
tired.
let's get serious for a second.
All right. What you gonna ask? Some existential shit?
What's up, dog?
Question.
Getting our feels.
Is flirting cheating? I had a discussion with somebody. Wait, did we already talk about this?
I'm scared to answer this.
I feel like I've asked you guys this before.
I'm in danger.
I am in danger.
All right, fine. I'll just ask you, Jordan. I'll just ask you. The thing is, I don't know if I've already asked you guys this on previous
You have. Wait, has he?
I don't think he has.
I think we've talked about it on the podcast.
Okay.
I think it
do
is.
Do you remember my answer, Cassie?
Would you take the dirt road home?
The fuck?
Yeah, bro. When the river runs red.
Yeah, when the river runs red, would you take the dirt road home? Or would you swim through the river?
Jordan.
I'm asking you right now. Jordan,
is this a
this
period
is for you,
joke?
Yeah.
Yes.
You got it. Oh, anal. Is that what you're saying? The dirt road is anal?
No. No, I'm talking about walking home or
shoveling in mud in her mouth. So then you can just a dirty blowjob.
Okay, no, but yeah, what were you going to ask Nathan? Sorry. Let's get serious.
Oh, I was going to ask.
Are you going to vote this year?
I mean, we can get political if you want.
Should we?
I mean, I think anyone.
Well, I've decided I'm a political major now.
Are you being serious?
No.
Oh, I think I know why. Wait, I think I know why he's becoming a political major.
That was an inside joke.
Because his dad's a Republican?
Sure, that's it. I'll tell you after the pod, though.
Oh.
We know why. Anyways, yeah, are you going to vote? Are you guys voting this year?
If you're not voting, you're not...
This is my first time...
Someone who should be here.
This is the first time I've ever been able to vote, so yes.
Wait, what? Oh, were you not 18 last election?
Nope.
Damn.
You were 18 for the midterms.
Ooh, did you vote for the midterms? Because my sweet ass did.
I did not.
Did you vote during the midterms?
Yes. Oh. I have both of my I voted stickers.
Dude, you're going to put that on your hydro?
No, they're already on my
Bro, I don't go to school. You know I don't know what a midterm is.
Can we get a moment of silence?
I think we'll end it there. We'll end it right there.
So everything that gets funded to this podcast will go to Jordan's education. We need this man to have a degree. But, dude, I'm tripping.
Degree?
A degree?
I barely know her.
At DeVry.
Oh, my God.
That was a good
Cassie
one.
Cassie loves dude,
she kind of has the same laugh I'm as like me. That's pretty similar to me.
No. Hers is just the...
It sounds like you the other week when you were choking.
Jesus. Anyways,
dude, I'm mad stressing because all the apps for colleges like have been all submitted, of course. But I don't find out till April.
Really?
Yeah. Because first-time students find out next month. I find out in April.
Wait, what do you mean first-time students?
Like transfer students. Yeah, like freshman applicants find out in March.
Oh.
Transfer students find out in April.
And oh, is that what April, happened to me?
The April I find out, the day of that month, is the week when I get back from Coachella. So I'm like mad freaking out.
Oh, shit,
I
man.
Just had it. I just had
oh,
to drop that
fuck,
there. I just
bro.
Had to drop that there.
You're going to be like at Coachella. Like,
I'm going to get denied.
You're
going to
be high
schools.
Off of your, what do they call them? The new things?
Pens?
Oh, puff bars?
You're going to be high off your puff bar. Dude, and you're going to be like, yo, guys, fuck. Hey, yo, like, fuck, even though we're at this Drake set, like,
wait,
I'm
what?
Worried
he's
about my
seeing
apps,
Drake.
Bro.
He's
going to
be seeing, like,
no, Drake's
going to
come
stuff.
Out for Frank Ocean.
Yeah, Frank isn't coming out.
Yeah, he's actually not going there.
I would have gone a Postmate.
Of course you would have.
Postmate?
Yeah, Postmates delivered at Coachella, I would have gone. How else am I supposed to eat McDonald's?
I mean, they do have Postmates at festivals.
Wait, really?
That's how I got this. I Postmated it.
You're fucking lying.
I'm serious.
No, they had that last year for
you
Coachella
go on your
too.
Phone, you Postmates all the merch you want, and then you just pick it up.
Is it one of those you. Little robot things?
No. Like,
no, they text you to come pick it up.
They put it in a locker, right? Or no?
You just go and give them your name.
Oh, okay. They put stuff in the locker lot at the festival I went to.
And you can Postmates food.
Or, you know, you could just trip hard on acid.
Speaking of trip, have you seen the new song with Trippie Redd?
Have I seen the new song?
Have you heard
of it? Do I look at music?
The one with Black Bear?
No, the one with KSI.
Oh, yeah, no, sorry.
It's pretty good.
Is that the YouTuber?
Yeah, Jordan,
it's
Jordan
called
was
Wake
replying
Up Call.
To him on Twitter. He's like, so finally
oh, yeah.
for the mainstream.
Wait, I saw you reply. Oh, yeah, you are on Twitter then.
It is.
I saw you reply to his tweet, and I was because like, Jordan is a silly goose.
No, his song's silly. Called Wake Up Call.
So, yeah, and I know you're
and
making
his tweet,
a pun.
Yeah, yeah.
So Jordan's an incel?
Well, he's not an incel. It's a good song, though.
The
I actually like it.
First U.S. citizen.
Yeah, have you also heard Trippie Redd rhyme hill with hills? Yeah, I don't think so. He's the greatest artist of this generation.
How do you pronounce this animal? Pangolin? Pangolin?
Let me see.
It's like the animal that they're linking to the coronavirus.
Oh, Pangea.
No, yes. That's...
It goes back all the way to the beginning.
Yeah, pangolins.
No, that's a bird.
Pangolins.
This is a...
Pangolin.
Can I see? I'm going to try to read it because I can't read for sure. Where does it say it?
Pangolin. Look for that. Look for those letters. P-A-N-G-O-L-I-N.
It's a pangolin.
Yo, but guys, seriously, like...
Pangolin.
Are you worried about coronavirus?
Well, I was going to say...
I'm
with good thing. Just throw back to Pangea.
Do you
pour
fuck with Pangea?
Pour one out right now.
Like throwback
pour,
Thursday?
Pour one out right now.
Weren't the times easier, right, Cassie?
Yeah, you could just cruise all over the continent.
What? Cruise?
Cruise.
Cruise?
All over koozie. The continent. He has a koozie cup. Get the corona.
You're an incel.
Why is that everyone's go-to?
I don't know, man.
Guys, should we spit bars?
Right now?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
You ready?
Can we start a YouTube channel called OTG Highlights?
No, it's Official Tea Productions.
Okay.
I guess everyone actually likes that one.
OTP.
Yeah, OTP with the OTG bars.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. Oh, but yeah. I don't know if I already told you earlier before we recorded, but yeah, I believe the ad will be going up. I'm getting clarification.
Oh, yeah, the fucking ad. What a disappointment.
I thought we were going to do like a skit, but you guys already heard it in the beginning. But hey, good for us.
Is it going to be this episode?
I'm getting clarification on if I can upload it now or next week.
So if you guys did hear it, I hope you guys
enjoyed
it.
Nobody heard it. Yeah. Wait, yeah, nobody heard it.
T-Bears, if it's going to... Wait.
It's going to be at the beginning.
It's been... No, I'm not at... Oh my God, you guys are dumb fucks. I got it pre-approved.
Okay.
I got it pre-approved. Okay. They approved it.
Okay.
I'm getting clarification if I'm adding it to this week's episode
yeah,
or the following.
Yeah, exactly. So if you add it to this week's, they've heard it. Because we're recording it right now.
Yes, but I'm getting clarification of when I upload it, will the ad also be there?
Yeah, so if they've heard it, I hope you guys enjoyed it. But if not, it's coming soon.
So you understand what we're saying.
I guess.
I don't know. I don't want to admit you're right.
Because then I'm wrong.
Oh, you're like my girlfriend.
She's sitting right next to me and across you.
She knows.
I'm never wrong.
What are we at?
Damn, you really want to end it already?
You do that every single time.
No, you do. You're an impatient bitch.
Because every single time you say that, I always say D-Bears in my head.
Wait, why?
Why do you always say
Because you say, where are we at? And I say, D-Bears at its house.
Oh my god.
He needs that to be making sure he's not dreaming.
Oh, dude. Jordan, you need to take your midterm.
What's that?
But yeah, Jordan, are you excited to start class next month?
It's the first online class I've ever taken, so.
What is the class?
Film history.
Oh, I guarantee you're going to give up.
No, I haven't given up on a single film class yet.
I feel like you'd forget. Like, halfway through for all the due dates.
No, I don't forget.
Okay, man.
I never freeze. But no, I'm trying to...
Are we just going to let that slide?
I'm trying to get a film certificate, at least. So I'm taking all the film classes.
Did you check what other requisites you need?
For the degree, it's only the 12 classes.
How many have you taken out of the 12?
Uno...
Welcome to Love Island.
Three or four.
Who is Sean Paul? Sean Paul's an artist.
He's related to Logan Paul.
Is he?
I think so, if I'm remembering correctly. Honestly, I don't want to... I'm going to look it up.
Oh! Whoa! Dude, look at this... Look at this look most at this recent movie. Caption comment.
I feel like half the... Wait, this is the...
No, don't say it. Don't wait, say it at all.
This is the blah, 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 Love Island season yet, and I'm here for it.
Jordan, please don't say it out loud.
Bro.
I did not say it out loud. I went blah, blah, blah.
Is that an actual word? Like, is that politically correct?
No. You think it's politically correct? That's definitely not politically correct.
Dude, no, hold on. I'm absorbing these sentences that this Uzi...
I feel like half the time we record, you're always on Twitter.
Yeah, you really are.
No, I'm not.
I'll bet.
What?
Your girlfriend says otherwise.
What are you
looking?
What are you?
One of the last episodes, you brought up the state girl, and you're like, "Look at this!" You pulled up Twitter.
Are they wrong?
Yeah, it's a what?
Are they wrong with that caption?
I don't know. I don't watch Love Island.
What's it on? Like, what platform?
Probably BBC.
I know
BBC.
Love Island's on YouTube. Hulu. I think they have Love Island on Hulu.
Okay. Are you sure it's not RedTube?
No, I'm pretty sure. I've checked RedTube.
You've scoured each page.
Did you hear that people like that do like gun content on YouTube or switching over to Pornhub now?
Yeah, because Pornhub is pretty lenient about what you can upload.
Just because of the ad revenue.
How is the YouTube aura since they like passed the kid thing and the
people are getting sued.
Really? It's actually happening?
Mm-hmm. People are getting fined.
Like a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Like who?
Thousands
like,
of dollars.
Name some YouTubers.
I don't know
is
exactly.
Ricegum one of them?
No, he doesn't upload anymore.
Yeah, whatever happened to him?
He has a family.
That's kind of cute.
He has
a
family channel now.
Kind of dumb too. They both fit each other.
I mean, they usually are dumb.
Yeah, they have like this dumb family YouTube channel where they're like, they're still flexing their shit.
Well, they're not dumber than the Ace family.
Oh, that's true.
But well, anywho, what were you saying about the Finers?
You kind of
depressed
about them.
No, I don't know who.
Oh, you like the Ace family? Sorry.
No, I hate them. I despise them.
Why do you despise them?
At the same
them?
Time, like, I would like to be
do you
them.
Not support childhood?
No, you don't want to be them. You don't want to be... No.
No
you
I'm...
want to rape women?
No,
you
want that,
to rape
no,
women?
No,
and
no,
do you want
no,
your,
no,
do you
no,
want your
no,
husband
that's not
to
what
be
I,
a rapist?
No. My husband? I'm not gay. That's not that's not what I meant.
I need to pour one out for this call.
Like, I want the, you know, the clout.
Whatever even happened to that? It's still, the whole world just dropped that.
You know, no, what? They also still, dropped the Panama Papers, but here we are.
Well, yeah.
They're going to court still.
Really?
Yeah. So it's still up in the air.
Wait.
There's just nothing really to cover right now.
Real quick.
As far as
which
news.
One was the Ace family?
The one with Austin.
Jesus Christ, Austin. We talked about this, didn't we, on a previous episode?
Wait, you know what I found out the other day? So his wife, before she dated Austin, or I don't know, maybe this while they were dating, I don't know. But she was hanging out with Killmonger. Jordan,
who the fuck
no.
Yeah, Michael Jordan.
Yeah, Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, I saw that.
Dude, that's
they dated. They dated.
That's how I like connect. Oh, okay. You know, I go they like dated. Character in the name.
They dated. Yeah.
Yeah. So I saw something where it was like you went from
there was
this
like there was
this?
Like memes where it's damn. Like, can you imagine if you just stayed with him, like, how different your life would you go from, a movie star to a rapist.
An alleged rapist. I mean, I'm not going to accuse him. I think it might have happened, but until it's decided.
What about the Daddy-O-5 channel?
Oh, wait, who are that the got people taken that are getting fined?
Is
time.
It any major people who are getting fined?
I don't really know necessarily. Like, I don't know any names, but I know a lot of the big YouTubers are like, don't find me, blah, blah, blah. I think Markiplier might have gotten one.
Markiplier? Nathan, you got fined?
Nathan, what?
Dude, you never told us.
Dude, I'm waiting for PewDiePie to come back.
Wait, so they're getting fined because that
they're not putting their videos in the proper category, like kid friendly or adult. And because of that, they're getting charged money.
I know iDubbbz got one of his videos taken down,
but it's not YouTube. That's
YouTube doesn't want to take responsibility for it.
Yeah, so they're not doing it. So the companies are suing them.
Mm-hmm. Well, not the companies. It's the
Advertising, right? Or no?
No, it's
Jr.
part of the government that's doing it because they're regulating the internet now.
Oh, yeah. That's
so
right.
Because you can't advertise to children, this is why.
Why don't they just focus on Space Force?
They already did. They already spent their $1 trillion in it. So
I got to go.
All right, that's it.
That's it, guys. Jordan left.
What are we at? You never answered me.
We're at my house. No, we're at about 48 minutes. God, you fucking timestamp whore.
Dude, I just want to know.
We're at my house still.
I'm just throwing it back to when I banned the entire podcast, and now I gifted it to you.
You didn't gift it to me. You forced it on me.
I have a topic we can talk about.
Like, you set the scene and you framed me.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Nathan, how's your relationship going?
It's great.
Yeah, tell us about your worst relationship.
Do you actually want to know?
No, God, no.
Oh, please do.
Because I've only had three relationships.
Do you even count the...
Currently in one.
Do you even count the middle one?
I don't like to.
But he has to. I don't know, Jordan, do you count each girl that you've hooked up with?
That's not a relationship. I guess it is technically a form of a relationship, but it's not a lovey-dovey
relationship. Wait, did we talk about like what you guys consider hooking up? Like, is it sexual intercourse? Is it just
for me
out?
At this age, sexual intercourse.
I still you think like hooking up? I think hooking out.
Hooking out.
I think hooking up is a very broad term, so I assume making out.
Yeah. I think the general assumption is making out. My assumption myself is they're banging.
See, my issue is I always assume it's banging, but then people always come out and be like, no, we just kissed. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, but it's not hooking
it's not
up.
Juicy.
That's a hook up.
Is kissing not juicy?
Not as juicy as that fuck to this person.
Well, like I mean kissing.
There's a
like,
lot of
you
intimate.
You don't get some juicy kisses? You don't get a little juicy kiss with your mom?
No.
Your mom.
Wait, does your mom kiss you
still? Your
mom
doesn't give you a juicy kiss?
Does your parents still kiss you?
No.
My mom can't reach me. I'm too tall.
Wait, how tall are you? You're not that tall.
But I'm way taller than my mom.
How tall is she? Like 4'10"?
4'9", 4'10".
No way! Yeah. 4'9"?
Nelly's a fucking short.
4'9"?
Nelly's a short
Cassie's 5'2".
Yeah, she's shorter than your girl.
Yeah, but... That short
I don't think it's 4'9", maybe 4'10".
Maybe like 5 foot.
I would hope 5 foot.
If you're below 4'10", you're a
little bit. Whoa! Good thing you don't have a mic. That's not what they want to be called.
They prefer dwarves.
Who is they?
Little people.
Is it little people?
Fuck calling them little people. I just call them people. God, you fucks. Just call them people.
No, like you can get like
Oh, you don't have a mic. Wait, you guys you're
remember,
an audience.
Wait, do you guys remember the local bagel boy, bagel boss?
The sorry,
that,
what?
The guy that was
the
like,
beagle?
The guy who
beagle
went
boy?
To, oh my god, I'm gonna throw
juicy kiss.
You mean juicy Smollett?
I want bagel boy to juicy kiss me. Who is this bagel boy?
The guy that
did he fuck bagels?
No. He went to a bagel shop, right? And then
oh
my god, let me finish.
That's where he got the name.
He went to a bagel shop and like the clerk was giving him shit for being short, and he went on a huge rant. You remember this?
Oh,
I just
maybe.
Thought it just came back to
oh,
me.
Oh, I think.
But he wasn't
so.
That short.
No,
though.
He was pretty short. He was shorter than you, Jordan.
But like, not a little person.
No, he wasn't a little person. But he like he got mad. He was a legit short king.
Yeah, short people have the shortest
smallest.
Tempers.
What?
Yeah, short, smallest. I'd say smallest.
Bro, you want to fight?
Short people have the shortest tempers. Cassie. Oh, yeah, but anyways.
Yeah, that's
the back to my juicy kiss.
Okay, what about it? You going to give one to Jordan?
You guys don't get the juicy kiss? Oh, God. That was a face.
Is that how you kiss, Jordan?
I have a story, but you guys are going to jump to conclusion.
Oh, please. I want to jump to conclusion already.
It's
minor.
It's no. I was
oh
a minor.
God.
Wait, you were a minor?
Yeah.
Guy.
What?
Dog?
Go ahead, this go. Dude. Keep going.
This dude.
It's not what it sounds like, guys, so don't jump to conclusions.
I won't.
But I'll back in off. The day,
but
I,
this
I was
is about juicy kisses.
I was struggling. Yes. Well, not. I guess not juicy kisses. Just how
dry
to kiss.
Kisses.
So, like back in the day, I was very curious about kissing and how to do it right.
Oh no! Don't bring your mom into this.
No, not my mom. My uncle.
What?
Yeah.
Continue. So you kiss your uncle?
I did not kiss my uncle.
Your uncle kissed you.
But
his booty hole.
His
said, don't jump to conclusions.
Wait, did you kiss his black starfish?
No.
What the fuck
so,
is that?
Your asshole.
So we were all at like a family like oriented setting. We were in the living room. And he literally like just showed me in the air. He didn't like show it on
takes
me.
His shirt off.
He literally just like, you just gotta poke your lips. Just like that. Just like how I went up.
And is your uncle, like, married? Single? Taken?
He's my uncle. He's my... I have two aunts.
I know he's your uncle.
I have two aunts that are blood related. He's not blood.
So you can,
oh.
You can tell people you learned how to kiss by your uncle.
I don't say that because...
specifically, you should, though.
Because a lot of the time...
Are you smelling him for his, like...
Are you trying to kiss me now?
No, your girlfriend texted you.
Who?
I thought he was going to say which one.
That's my not... uncle or my...
my uncle or my side uncle.
Yeah, it was funny.
And did you use that juicy kiss technique on...
I tried, but, you know, it's kind of...
Do you use it on everyone now?
Yeah, is that your go-to?
I've realized that, like...
Do you pucker up before each kiss?
Do you guys... This might be too personal because, you know, someone's right here. But, like, do you guys kiss girls differently every single time depending on their style?
What do you mean, like, their style, like, their clothing?
No, like, every single girl.
I mean, yeah, the other girl, like, kissing.
Kissed
last night was, like...
I thought that was a guy at the coffee shop.
The guy at the coffee shop?
Yeah.
No, you're talking about Bagel Boy.
Oh, yeah.
I gave him a nice, juicy kiss.
Yeah, on the forehead, right?
But do you guys kind of let the girls, like, lead the way?
No, I'm not a guy. I don't get dominated.
Well, it's not like dominated. It's like you let them put the first tongue.
What do you mean? Wait. Sorry. Go ahead.
You let them put in the first tongue.
Put in. Oh, the first tongue.
Oh, now we're getting to juicy
kisses. One time about juicy kisses. Here we go.
I already know a title for this episode.
Juicy
Jordan
juice.
His uncle.
No.
Dude, everything funny just pertains to Jordan.
I just have stories.
Yeah, that's true.
My life's a very interesting growing up.
No, but
do you guys ever have like not enough money for toilet paper?
So you kiss your uncle?
No, I didn't have to do that. But I used my mom's ex-boyfriend's socks as toilet paper.
Dude, that's so uncomfortable.
That's so disgusting.
Do you like wipe it and then flip it inside out and then use it to
No, you don't.
He puts his hand through the sock and he scoops it.
It's like picking up his dog shit.
There's his dog. No, because I can just picture Jordan doing it still.
Still? Oh, why would I still be doing that? I have enough money for toilet paper. It's like he's
performing a colonoscopy.
On myself?
Yeah, you're just gonna get
it. You're like, oh, I'm good.
It's the leftovers.
What?
That's what I call it. The
dingleberries.
Like the when you're constipated, and it's kind of like.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, it's a dingleberry.
That's a show.
The dingleberries? I don't think.
Or maybe the dinkleberries?
You mean the Dinkleberg?
No, dingleberries.
No, Dinkleberg.
No, dingleberries is a common term for when poop, like.
No, the animated show, Dingleberries.
Oh, the one with Daniel Tosh plays the bear. Or
oh, maybe, yeah. Isn't that called the Dingleberries?
I don't think it is, but I know what show you're talking
about. I don't know.
I don't think they would name a show about dingleberries.
I'm almost positive. Look it up. You have a freaking laptop.
Hey, Jordan, to answer your question about kissing now, I got you. I'm staying on topic.
About the different the styles? Uncle
kissing? Yeah, the styles.
What kind of style would you be, D-Bears?
I honestly don't know.
Yeah, what's your juicy kiss? Can you show us?
Are you a top like lip Jordan's or a uncle? Bottom lip?
Am I what do you mean a top lip or a bottom lip?
Which lip do you kiss? Wait, what?
Yeah,
am I lost?
Yeah.
Both, yeah.
Both.
You go back and forth?
Sure, yeah.
Like a fucking elevator? Like
No, not like a fucking elevator.
That's a juicy kiss.
Jeez.
No, like when you go in, like, does your lips go over their top lip or their bottom lip?
Oh, I shoot for the nose.
He engulfs the nose.
Yeah.
Well, like, there's not, like, when I'm kissing, there's no top or bottom. It's just left or right.
You get close and you just, like, move in, like, centimeters. Like,
well, it's right, a good thing your girlfriend's here. Let's get a demonstration of what you mean by left and right.
You guys didn't get it.
I did.
Like which way your head goes?
Which no, head? Jordan, you gotta. It's below the belt.
That's gross.
That's icky.
Well, there's still lips down there.
Yeah, that's what I call a juicy kiss.
All right,
that's it.
All right. We're done. Juicy lips.
All right, but yeah.
Does anybody else have any interesting stories about growing up?
I rolled my ankle walking out of the house.
Like when you were younger or just now?
Today, I'm kidding. A couple years back. Like middle school.
That's a great story.
I just wanted to share. That was it.
That doesn't compare to my uncle.
I hopscotched once.
Okay.
It was pretty fun. Like in elementary
extreme
school.
Extreme hopscotch or just hopscotch?
I played Foursquare one time. I won. No big deal.
I think I jerked off in middle school.
Like in class?
No, just at home.
Oh, I thought you meant like dead ass in class, looking in the teacher's eyes like.
No, but a girl has.
In
one
class,
of my middle school class. Yeah, I told you.
Yeah.
Wait, have I already said this on there?
No.
I don't think so. I forget. I feel like I remember asking, did she use a brush, like a paintbrush, or was it just
I'm pretty
full
sure
hand?
It was her fingers. She was wearing a skirt.
Was she looking into your eyes?
I'm almost... No, she was looking at the teacher, which was fucking weirder.
Wasn't it a girl?
Yeah. Well, not even... Like, not even the fact that it was a girl. Like, she's old.
Oh, it's that one.
Ugh. You remember the art teacher?
Jordan was actually there.
I had art my senior year.
Of middle school?
Oh, wait. Middle school?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. I don't remember that one.
Yeah, it was middle school.
Yeah, but wait. Do you remember that cooking class you took in middle school?
Yeah, there was this one girl, bro. Fucking crazy.
She fucking threw up,
I remember
right?
this like it was yesterday. She was just like cooking away and then right into her lasagna. It was fucking gnarly.
Wait, you guys were making lasagna?
No. That's not what happened.
I don't remember what it was.
Can you tell us what happened?
Can you tell us how it happened, live audience?
We don't have a microphone.
as Nathan passes.
Special guest, Casey.
Tell us how you threw up.
Yeah, please inform us.
I don't think this is like a topic that like is very
worst throw up. Cassie, go.
Like 2 weeks ago when I was really hungry.
Oh my god!
Speaking to the mic.
Oh, sorry. Jordan and I took a cooking class, and that was that.
She yacked all over her plate.
No, I made it to the garbage can, you little shit.
Wait, Jordan, you didn't even remember it.
That's true.
No, I do not, but someone brought it up, so I thought I would make up a story.
Oh my god. Then what? Who brought this topic up?
All right, Cassie.
All right, your time is up.
You lose privilege.
Back to the freaking men.
The boy. It's a pretty slow day.
Yeah, it's pretty slow.
Yeah, dude. This pretty week has fucked me in terms of class.
Oh, it's fucked you.
Yeah, like
I thought we were going slow.
No. Like this week bent me over and fucked me.
Have we talked about our first time stories yet?
Oh god.
Wait, I thought I was still trying to listen to viewers getting fucked.
Class Monday through Friday just straight dicked me.
Yeah, that must hurt. I hope your rectum's okay.
It's all right.
I hope your black starfish, whatever the fuck you called it.
I believe the correct terminology is brown starfish.
You're the one that said black.
I always thought it was black, but I think it's brown.
Speaking of D-Bears at school, I do not look like your professor. Regardless of what Instagram says.
Talk about this way early.
Regardless of what Instagram says.
Anyone who listens to this.
There was some people that said no.
How many? How much was the percent at the end of the night?
Wait,
the
yeah.
Story?
There was four people that said no.
How many said yes?
57.
Oh my god.
I asked Lindsay the other night. The other night. She got back to me today and she goes, no.
Oh, Lindsay?
Yeah, she even said a little bit. She said a little bit. So I'm taking it as you do resemble my professor.
Oh, you asked Lindsay?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I will say you chose the ugliest photo of me. My eye is like half open.
I think we should redo it again.
I'll try.
We should do it on the account.
On the official.
Yeah.
Good idea.
I will. I'll get on it.
Then your dad could vote.
I don't know if he follows it. No. He doesn't have Instagram. He said it's too scary for him.
Well, Poppy, I think you gotta see this guy.
I wanted to ask my professor today. I was like, "Are you know a Jordan?
What's his last name?"
I can't tell that on the podcast.
No. Well, if it's Bullock, that's supposed to be my last
name.
That's
personal information.
No, it's not.
The last name.
Professors?
It's public domain, actually.
Yeah,
I guess, but I don't want to get. Hey, man, my professor likes me. Okay.
He'll like you even more.
I'm trying to get that.
Dude, Jordan likes you?
I know Jordan likes me. It's weird.
What was I going to say?
But yeah, I told you that you do look like a professor, and a lot of people agree.
I don't see it.
Our live audience says otherwise.
Yeah, I see it.
I don't see it at all.
Why are you rubbing your Walter White sticker?
I'm not. Are you blind?
I am.
Come give me a juicy kiss.
On that note, this is the
What are we at?
You keep asking
God,
every
at my
10
house
minutes.
Still, you fucking...
I smell ramen.
Is that what we're going to have to eat for dinner tonight?
Oh, no. I have food that I cooked earlier.
So we're eating the food you cooked earlier?
No, you're not. I am. We can go get you guys food. Oh, my God. Jesus. On that note, Jordan, please wrap it up.
Wrap what up? I don't wrap it up.
Oh,
just give them a juicy kiss. Bye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Ooh, goodbye. Yeah. Nice uncle kiss.
Fuck you.